The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to The Crucified Message with Dr. Tony Young, Jr., a ministry-supported program of Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, Florida, where Bishop Preston Leonard is the international bishop. Dr. Young is the executive pastor at Christ Gospel Church, as well as an accomplished musician, author, and certified family counselor. The Crucified Message is a weekly radio ministry that seeks to build bridges in our community through love, compassion, and mercy, encouraging listeners to receive the Savior, the Lord, Jesus Christ, and serve as faithful stewards until His soon return. The hope and prayer of today's program is to bring hope in the face of hopelessness by pointing to the cross of Jesus where He was crucified. We are so glad the story didn't end there. He died, but rose again so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. To learn more about Christ Gospel Church, visit ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. That's ChristGospelSt.Pete.org.
Have you ever been in a place where you felt stuck? You were not moving forward. As hard as you worked day in and day out, nothing seemed to be happening. Today, I want to help you get past the place you are right now. Many of us have experienced nebulous places in life, those indistinct, unclear, lacking definition places where we simply do not know what to do. Have you ever felt like this? I'm sure we all have experienced these times, because the more we grow, the more we have questions. People everywhere are asking, where do I go from here? What do I do now? Or what's going to happen to me? A lady told me a while back, I've given my whole life to raising my children, loving my husband, and now all of the children are grown and gone, and my husband has left me. What am I supposed to do now? A man shared with me the other day. He said, I spent the best years of my life working hard for my employer, and after 35 years, they terminated me. Where do I go from here? Brothers and sisters, some of you listening to me have lost a spouse, a child, or parents, and are now in a nebulous storm and don't know which way to go. But I am so glad that you joined me today, because I want to let you know that in spite of what it looks like, God has an expected end for you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word. Thank you for the table that has been spread for us today. Give us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we may grasp what you are trying to teach us today. Give us this expected end that only you can truly give to us. These and other blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Our text today will be coming from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11 through 14.
For now I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive.
As a topic today, I want to speak to you from an expected end. In our text, these verses appear in the middle of the prophet Jeremiah's announcement to the children of Israel. You see, because of their disobedience, the children of Israel were going to spend the next 70 years in exile in Babylon, away from their homeland. God brings in his discipline in order to change their mindset and to prepare them for their future. And then the text tells us that after 70 years of bondage and suffering, God makes a promise to them to return them to their homeland. In other words, God had an expected end for them. Can I help somebody today? God has an expected end for you today. Many times our sinfulness often leads us into dismal situations and feelings of despair. But we must remember that despair, depression, and hopelessness does not come from God. No, God is the architect of love, peace, and hope. Even while the children of Israel were in exile, it seemed hopeless and hard for them to see God's long-range plan for them, even though his plans were good. You see, sometimes good things are birthed out of bad things. Yes, brothers and sisters, I've seen good kids come out of bad homes. I've seen good businesses operate in bad environments. I've received many good revelations that were born out of tough times. Yes, sometimes life is born out of death. Our triumphs comes from our trials. Don't miss the good by just focusing on the bad. Yes, some folks think their life is over. They believe that the best years are behind them. They are simply sitting around waiting for the hurts to come and get them and take them to the grave. Oh, but I stopped by to tell you today that the best is yet to come. God still has an expected end for you. Now, believe it or not, the Babylonian bondage for 70 years was a good thing for the children of Israel. I know it didn't look good. I know it didn't feel good, but it was really good. When you look at the entire story, you will see some good that God was doing. Yes, even though they were confined for 70 years, but a change was coming. Yes, they were chained, but God was bringing about a change in their minds and mission. Yes, everything that happens to you has a purpose. Huh? Did you hear that? Everything that happens to you has a purpose. God doesn't waste any experience that you go through. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Sometimes we lose sight of the big picture. Yes, the panoramic view that God is trying to show us. We are so focused on the chains until we miss the change. Some of y'all missed that, so let me go back again. Don't be so focused on the pain until you miss the progress. Brothers and sisters, we need to take our eyes off being victimized so that we can realize and see the victory that God has in our life. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. God had the children of Israel in the midst of one of the greatest nations on the earth during that time. The Babylonian Empire ruled the world during this time, and they were surrounded by people who knew more than they knew. They were surrounded with people who had more, who knew more, who knew how to do things that they needed to learn how to do. So if you look at this through the lens of what God is trying to do versus, you know, through carnal eyes, what you will see is God sent them to the University of Hard Knocks for 70 years. Make sure, brothers and sisters, you are not dismissing your teachers because you don't like the school. I'm going to let that marinate. Don't dismiss your teachers because you don't like the school. You and I, we are surrounded by teachers, professors, and people who can help us move toward our destiny. Don't allow your dreams to die in the crib. There are too many spiritual crib deaths. Yes, too many dreams unfulfilled, too many ministries laying dormant, too many revelations being restricted, all because we had the wrong nanny or midwife. Can I help somebody today? When you set out to do something or to reach a goal, find people with similar mindsets or goals, but possess different talents than you have. Those people who are great in their field or business. Maybe I could use this illustration. When they built your home, they did not just hire a bunch of block layers. No, they hired some electricians, some roofers, some inspectors, carpet layers, plumbers, surveyors, AC technician, appliance vendors, cleanup team to sweep up the mess, to carry out the leftover stuff to the garbage or the dump. In other words, they hired a team, listen to me, a team of diverse people with the same goal to build your house. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. God allowed the children of Israel to spend 70 years in captivity so that they can learn how to build homes and serve others, to become disciplined, to get up early and go to bed late. They learned how to become accountable. Why? Because when they were released, oh, thank you, Jesus, when they were released from bondage, they would have the mindset and the skill set to build their own homes. They could have the discipline to serve God and serve others with excellence. When you're surrounded with people who are just like you, you will only go so far. But when you surround yourself with people who specialize in something you cannot do, you will go much further.
Hi, this is Dr. Young, pastor at Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg. After Lazarus died, Jesus tells Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Remember, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time.
Successful businesses are full of diversity, not just diversity in color or gender or sex or economic status, but they are diverse in skill set. A growing business or a growing church is one that is diverse. Can I help somebody? Yes, churches that are growing, they have a diverse of ministries. They have teachers, they have accountants, engineers, singers, prayer warriors, custodians, cooks, administrators, musicians, medical staff. They are full of children, adult, and the elderly, and so on. Why? Because if you're going to reach your expected end, you must make sure you are surrounded with people with diverse talents. Yes, it's important that our churches build a strong team that one has the same vision but different abilities. Oh, we should be glad that everybody in the church is not just like you. Parents, we must celebrate when we see differences in our children. You see, they are designed to be different. We must bring them up in the admonition of the Lord and train them up right. And the Bible says when they get older, they will not depart from the truth. But remember, They may not get to their expected end by taking the same route you took or their siblings are taking. Some of us, listen to this, some of us take the circuitous route. We take the long way around. Yes, it doesn't matter so much as how long it takes us, as long as we reach the expected end that God has for us. In our text, we find that God took the children of Israel to Babylon to gain a new mindset, a new skill set. Yes, they were humble. Yes, they disobeyed and they were being disciplined, but God doesn't waste anything. Listen, we need to have the same mindset as Christ had. Yes, I believe Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also what? In Christ Jesus. Yes, we need to have the same mindset, but listen to this, but a different skill set. I was thinking about the worm inside the cocoon and how that's God's way of saying, I hear you. I see you in that dark cocoon. I'm getting ready to transform you from what you used to be to what you will be. In other words, God looks at that worm, that caterpillar, and he says, you know what? I have an expected end for you. Now, I'm laughing because if Almighty God, Elohim, the great creator, can have an expected end for a worm, how much more expectation does he have for you? Oh, bless the name of God. You see, this worm is placed inside of a dark place, a very uncomfortable place, a solitary place, a place where there is a struggle and some suffering is required. God is not trying to persecute the worm. Actually, he's trying to promote the worm. Oh, praise God. He's not trying to eliminate the worm. He's trying to elevate the worm. The worm must struggle through it. If someone comes along and tries to help that worm, they could destroy the worm's future. Did you just hear what I said? Parents, can I talk to you for a minute? Parents, I know we love our children, but listen to me. I know we love our children, but there are some things they must do for themselves. Now, that's worth all the counseling you can go and buy. There are some things, parents, that you need to step back, let go, and let God. Yes, they may fall and skin their knees. Yes, they may not do it like you would do it, but let them struggle so that they can receive the success and the expected end God has for them. You see, people, when we don't understand the process of God and the expected end, we can destroy the lives of those we love in the form of saying we're trying to help them. Sometimes we must let people suffer a while so God can give them wings to soar above their circumstances. You see, after the season of struggle, there comes a season of soaring. Those things you used to look up to as a worm, you can now look down upon as a butterfly as you soar above them. Listen to me. When everything seems to be going against you, remember that an airplane takes off against the wind, not with it. Now, here's the revelation. Before the worm or the caterpillar ever flies, listen to this. Before the caterpillar ever flies, he has its wings. Before he acts like a butterfly, he becomes, oh God, help me, Jesus. He becomes a butterfly. You see, the struggle came to change his mindset from being a caterpillar to a butterfly. And it was the suffering, help me, Jesus. It was the suffering that caused it to think differently, to want more, to desire more, to hunger and thirst for more. And before the suffering came, it was just a worm. He thought like a worm. He crawled like a worm. Yes, he acted like a worm. But after it suffered a while, yes, its mindset was changed. It was met with his expected end. In other words, it was transformed. What about you today? Are you being transformed through your suffering, or are you allowing your sufferings to cause you to become bitter and you just going to sit and pout? You got wings on, but you refuse to fly. I don't know who I'm talking to. It's time for you to recognize that God has already equipped you for everything you need to go where he wants to take you. Oh, bless the name of God. After you become on the inside, it doesn't take long before it is manifested on the outside. Let me help somebody else. Somebody said, I want a better job. I want more money. I want more revelation. I want a better position. Start doing those things that the person who you want to become does. In other words, start acting like the person you want to be. Oh, I'm about to get in some trouble. Single ladies, are there any single ladies out there? Dr. Young, want to give you some advice. If you want to get married, start acting like a married woman. In other words, look like a wife. Cook like a wife. Start speaking well of those around you. Start respecting those around you. Start honoring and become the best helpmeet possible. And let me tell you this, when you become a wife, then he will find you. The Bible says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Notice something, what the Bible doesn't say. He doesn't say he who finds a woman finds a good thing. No, he says he who finds a wife, which tells me you have to already become a wife, just like the butterfly already has his wings before he can fly.
Oh, I tell you what, that just solves some issues right there.
Some of you will never be the same again. Brothers and sisters, whatever you want, you need to start preparing for it before it gets there. No, it doesn't matter what it looks like now. You have an expected end. Yes, you must realize that I'm becoming who I'm supposed to be. Yes, I may be struggling now, but I'm in the middle of being processed by God. God is using some of my player haters to help process me. He has designed some problems to help prepare me. He is orchestrating some more persecutions to propel me into my destiny. I used to worry and fret because I crawled around on the ground, but now I have some wings. Does anybody have some wings out there? Yes, I don't have to crawl around on the ground anymore. I've been through the fire. I've been tried by the tribulation. Now I can fly above my worries, above my trials and tribulation. Why? Because I have an expected end. Oh, glory, glory. 1 John 3:2 says, it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Right now, not tomorrow, but right now, I am a child of God according to the word of God. But just because you don't see it, just because you don't see your wings, it doesn't mean you don't have them. Yes, sometimes you have to walk out on faith. Listen to me. You must be prepared for your opportunities. You cannot simply wait until opportunity knocks before you act. What are you doing right now to get ready for the opportunities God is about to send your way? This pandemic has afforded each of us extra time to meet with God to prepare for our next level in life. I want to remind each of you that whether you know it or not, God has an expected end for you. Make sure you are ready for it.
We hope you've enjoyed the Crucified Message with Dr. Tony Young Jr. from Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, Florida. The Crucified Message is a listener-supported program. Your generous gifts are needed to help meet the goals of providing solid Bible-based teaching that will strengthen the walk of those already following Jesus and, through the power of the Holy Spirit, draw others into a saving relationship with Him. You can help support The Crucified Message at ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. That's ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. Or mail your gift to Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, 2512 22nd Avenue South, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33712. Your support is a true blessing to Bishop Preston Leonard, Dr. Tony Young Jr., and the Crucified Message Ministry.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.